Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I will be sharing about how your animals teach you how to love, open your heart to deeper self-love, love of another, and activate your heart's energy. Your animals play a huge role in supporting your journey of inner healing and awakening into greater consciousness. Your animal has many roles in your life and serves many reasons why he or she is with you. For this episode, I want to focus on the role your animals play in awakening your heart energy by teaching you how to love deeper. Many of my clients share how challenging it is to put into words how much they love their animals. It's a feeling, a vibration, and a frequency that all pet parents feel within their being. This love expands your heart's energy field and brings your heart into coherence. Animals innately carry within their being the ability to awaken hearts to deeper love and connectedness. Think about observing babies of any species, watching animals play at the zoo or at the park or on nature shows. There is something that automatically happens to your heart, whether you're aware of it or not. It opens through the unconditional love, presence, and connections of animals. Animals can touch the depths of your heart and do so in many ways. So how does this happen? Animals open your heart through their shared heart connection. Everyone and every being has this. Part of your animal's role is to remind you that we are all connected through the heart. Animals know how to read energy. They feel and sense it. This allows them to tune into your heart and support your heart's energy in expanding, staying open, and coming into greater coherence. Through your heart connection, you feel the love and adoration your animal has for you. And in turn, you send that love and adoration back. It's a constant flow and one that is always there creating coherence. You may not always be aware of it, especially if your animal's pushing your buttons or acting up. In the pushing of buttons or acting up or just loving you, it's the love that drives your animal to show up and support your highest awakening. They do this by reflecting what is blocking love while keeping your heart open or sending you love to help fill up your cup so it is so full and overflowing. Because of this, animals can touch your heart when it seems like others can't. Others can touch your heart, see you, and support in your heart awakening and expansion. But it can be hard to let another human in based on the pain, hurts, traumas, abuses, abandonment, expectations, and perceptions of one's experiences. The mind associates these hurts with others and creates separation from love and connection. It starts to make the other or the person the cause of pain instead of seeing what is deeper, the pain of separation, the lack of love for self and other. Animals automatically bypass a wounded heart, the stories, expectations, judgments, and any way you try to protect, hide, or stay safe. They do this naturally and willingly. The innocence and unconditional love an animal holds is what supports your heart connection in healing the wounds, traumas, hurts, and untruths. You feel loved, seen, and comforted so you can begin to see the truth through the hurt and pain. Animals show you that you're lovable, worthy, deserving of being seen and held in safety. This all happens at the level of the unseen, at the heart. Animals speak the language of your heart, the vibration of pure love, and remind your heart, body, and being of this vibration. You are the vibration and essence of pure love. Your animal is here helping you walk home to that vibration and embodiment of pure love, even if you can't see it, feel it, or believe it. Look at your animal and the door opens to that deep remembrance of love and connection. It's through your animal's unconditional love and non-judgment that the heart heals and remembers its divine connection. Animals offer a safe space for healing. They are authentic and true. It's from the space of truth, from the heart, that you feel the safety, you feel loved and seen by your animal. As he or she reflects and holds you in that non-judgment, loving you as you are in all shapes and expressions, this starts to create a space for inner reflection and contemplation of all the places love is blocked. You can lovingly look at those places where you've judged yourself, been harsh, condescending, held negative self-talk, and not loved who you are. Your animal loves you so darn much to show up and share this journey with you. Can you see the love he or she pours out to you? Can you feel the love he or she is reminding you that you have within you? Animals are an amazing reflection and mirror of who you are. You are love. Your animal sees your soul and loves you through every step of your humanness. Their unconditional love holds the space of non-judgment so you can choose to return to love again and again and again until you become the love that you are. The unconditional love your animal shares with you is a catalyst for rediscovering and remembering the love that you are. They stand as a beloved mirror reflecting your inner heart back to you, saying, "Can you see how much I love you? Can you see how much I reflect the love that you are? Can you feel the love moving through you from your heart? Do you remember that you are love?" Your animals are here to love you unconditionally, reminding you to love yourself unconditionally. This includes giving yourself grace, compassion, and understanding as you begin to love what was once perceived as unlovable. As you start to allow yourself to love you, your journey, your choices, and experiences all with love, your heart automatically opens into deeper self-love and appreciation. This coherence spreads to all parts of your body and being and resonates out to be reflected back to you. Loving yourself can be one of the hardest things to do. So just choose, make a choice, saying, "I choose to love myself back into wholeness, one step, one choice at a time." Choose love over fear, love over regrets, love over hurts, and love within the loss. Choose love and know that you have an angel in fur walking right next to you, showing you the way, reminding you and loving you deeply. Your animal chose to walk this journey of remembrance with you. He or she is bringing you home to your heart, back to you, back to love. Love yourself as you love your animal, unconditionally, with lots of spoiling and adventures that keep your heart open and expanding. If you're struggling to love who you are, your journey, or understanding your animal's role, reflection, or messages, schedule your private one-to-one session now using the Book Now link in the show notes or by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com. Together, let's bring forth more love and light to support you living the life you're here to live. In the next episode, I will be sharing about the deeper meaning and message of unconditional love your animal is sharing with you, the art and practice of treating others as you treat and love your animal. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.